This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Macomb Food Co-op currently operates a small store in the downtown area. It places an emphasis on locally grown foods. The group would like a bigger space so it can stock more items and offer more amenities, such as tableside service, but its board decided against making any big moves right now. The co-op had been eyeing the former Modern Home Furniture building, which is also in the downtown area. The city bought the west part of the dilapidated building a few months ago to prevent it from falling into further disrepair. The city now hopes to sell it to a developer who will rehab the space. The food co-op had a feasibility study done to see whether it made sense to rent a portion of the building. And although co-op members like the proposed new space and its location, the timing is not right for taking on the expense of running a larger store.
We need to some degree, get back to what we were doing before we opened the store, which was increasing our number of owners.
Gordon Rands chairs the co-op's board. He says the co-op has a bit more than 400 owners and needs to double that to make a larger store financially viable.
Owners will, hopefully be the basis of your customers. Non-owners can shop at the co-op, but owners are the core. And they've got to be the core of helping us get more owners and helping us raise the kind of capital we're going to need to pull this off.
Rand says the study's findings are disappointing, but he says they're also helpful. He says the information gives the co-op a better idea of what it needs to do to succeed. And he says more owners are now stepping up to serve on task forces and committees designed to help the co-op achieve its goals. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.